Lifespring Media, bringing the message of hope, love, and good news since 2004. Thanks for your support. And now, on with the show.
How you doing? It's Steve Webb, and it's the Lifespring Weekend Music Show number 90. And this is Kerry Crocker with Time. Well, in a couple of days, it's going to be somebody's time, isn't it? We've got elections coming up real quick. This is Joe College.
Imagine life without a home. Country to call your own. Well, thank God for those who gave their lives to make this the home of the brave. Hey, come live the American dream. Set yourself free and fight for your beliefs. Raise your hand. Today, years gone by, we've fought our way. Give us all we have today. Brave souls, mark their graves, cry out so you can hear them say. And fight for your beliefs. Raise your head and your heart and shed a tear for Mother USA. Today.
I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but I am going to say that this is an extremely important election that's coming up in just a day or two, depending upon where you hear, when you hear this show. It's important. I mean, people have lived and died, given their lives for our right to have a voice in this American government. If you're listening to this show and you're not in the United States, if you're not a United States citizen, you'll have to forgive me, but I have to just tell the people that are living here that it is so important that you prayerfully consider who it is that you want to take this country forward. The two main candidates that are running for the president of the United States for that office are going to very significantly affect the future of this country and your future. One of the candidates wants to make sweeping changes in the foundation of the way we work in this country. He said so. Well, all I can say is prayerfully consider, look at the record, consider the experience, and then choose the right man for the job. I've got some strong ideas about that, but this is not the place, and I make it a point not to endorse any specific candidate. But we live in a great country, and I think we all want to see it continue to be great. That I know we all have in common. So, in the background is Mark David Chapman. No, that's not true. We were listening to Mark Stephen Brock. Okay, and the first one was Kerry Crocker with Time, and then Joe College with The American Dream. And now we got some brand new music from my friend Jimmy Bratcher, and the name of the cut is Pray For Me. Come on, Jimmy. Let's hear it.
You can call it what you want. It's always the same. I can't hide from the guilt and the shame. Would you pray? Pray for me. Pray for me. A sinner. Oh, times it's crazy. I feel just like I lost my mind. Is there a cure for this sickness of mine? Would you pray? Pray for me. Pray for me. A sinner. Stand, help me to believe. Oh, I know I'll make it, Jesus. Will you help in me? Would you pray?
Would you pray,
pray for me? Pray for me, a sinner. Help me to stand, help me to believe. Oh, I know I'll make it. With you helping me, would you pray?
Oh, Jimmy. Jimmy, I think you have outdone yourself. What a great song. And would you pray for me, a sinner? That's a brand new song from Jimmy. You can buy his brand new CD over at jimmybratcher.com. I have a link on the show notes page, of course. I highly suggest you buy that one. Hey, right now, I just want to mention CovenantEyes.com. You know, those guys have got a fantastic set of tools over there. One of them is it's an accountability software program. Kind of sits on your computer, and when you go to different websites, it records every place you go. And, well, you know, if you are trying to keep yourself away from going to the bad places on the internet, all you got to do really is, you make a decision, number one. Number two, you get somebody who is going to be your accountability partner. You have this software from Covenant Eyes on your computer. You go places wherever you want to go, but you're going to be accountable. You're going to have to answer to your accountability friend, your accountability partner. And if you go someplace where you've told them, you know, I really don't like going to those places anymore, well, your friend is going to say, hey, I saw you went there. Now, the ideal is that you know that he's going to be saying or seeing or he or she, and you won't go there. That has proven to be a really good method to keep from going to those places. They also have another thing called it's a filter. And what's very cool about it is, you know, they're putting something like, tens and tens of thousands of brand new porn sites on the internet every day. And the typical filter just has a database, and every once in a while they'll update it. Well, with Covenant Eyes, when you go somewhere, and if they don't have that on their database, they run out real quick in real time and check it out. And if it's one of those bad places, they screen it and you won't even be able to get there. So that's a couple of different tools that you can have on your computer. It will really help you out if you are having a hard time staying away from those bad places that you don't want to be on the internet. That's CovenantEyes.com. You'll get a 30-day free trial period if you use my promo code LifeSpring when you sign up at CovenantEyes.com. Next up, Deborah Arlen with Let It Go.
The change in the weather is affecting me deeper this year. It's another reminder that time is passing by. Am I doing the right things, pursuing the right dreams? I'll go for a drive as I take in the scenery, look up at changing leaves. It's then I decide to let it go.
Just let it flow. Pretty sure I've been here before, in a house of glass with a revolving door. I'm ungrateful with a worn out welcome. Yeah, that's me. But little things about yesterday, first time around, slipped away unnoticed. With all your goodness, the sacrifice you made for me, the blame you didn't have to take for me, the beauty that I failed to see in you. Thank you for the second chances. Your love's a perfect mystery. Help me see the things I missed the first time. First time I love you. Walk me through the circumstances. I learned the truth can set me free, and I will practice love the way that you intended love to be. I get lost about every day, and I hardly think about the promises that I broke. Forgiven, and then I turn right back around, and I lose the love that I thought I found without asking what just happened. The sacrifice you made for me, the blame you didn't have to take for me, the beauty that I failed to see. Second chances. Your love's a perfect mystery. Help me see the things I missed the first time. The first time I loved you. Walk me through the circumstances. I learned the truth can set me free, and I will practice love the way that you intended love to be. Mystery. Help me say the things I missed the first time. The first time I loved you. Walk me through the circumstances. I learned the truth can set me free. And I will practice love the way you intended love to be.
That's my buddy Brian Duncan with Second Chances off of the Still Dancing CD, which you can get an autographed copy. Yes, you can, with a donation to Lifespring Media of $20. Just go to lifespringmedia.com, click on, what does it say over there? I think it says, what does it say? You know, golly, I did this on the other show too. I'm sorry. Golly, what a dork. But I'm looking it up here real quick. What does it say? What does it say? What does it say? It says premiums for donations. Go over there and check it out. If you want to have an autographed, no, not me autographing it, but Brian, autographed copy of that brand new CD, which is so good. Every song on that thing is just a tasty tune. Hey, I wanted to also tell you that James Cooper and I are going to be doing the Lifespring Why Christmas show again this year, and we are asking you, if you know how to say Merry Christmas or Happy Christmas in a language other than English, to call in the toll-free comment line at 877-433-9091 and say it for us in whatever foreign language you might know. Let us know what language it is. You can do it that way. very simple to do it that way. Or if you've got a microphone and a way to record, then, you know, record an MP3 and send it to me at steve.lifespring@gmail.com. We would love to have you contribute to this year's Lifespring Why Christmas show. And speaking of that, are you tired of people being afraid to say Merry Christmas? Are you tired of hearing Happy Holidays? I know. It's early. It's early. I mean, Halloween just got over with, but you want to be prepared for the Christmas season. And I've got this little deal for you. It's a button that is 3 inches in diameter, and it says, "It's okay to say Merry Christmas." And it's a real nice looking button. You can pick up one of those for just a $5 donation to the Lifespring Media Ministry as well. And go to the same link as I told you before. Just go to lifespringmedia.com, and in the right hand sidebar, you'll see a link that says premiums for donation. And check it out. It is a really good looking button. I have to say so myself. I designed it myself. Yeah, wear it proudly. Let people know that Jesus is the reason for the season. Let them know that it's okay to say Merry Christmas. I'm going to let you out of here with one more cut. This is Danny Weiss, who is a founding member of the group Iron Butterfly from the 1960s. This is just a kicking guitar solo. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. Sorry it's been so long since I put out a show, but, well, you know, that's the way it goes. I've been so very busy trying to make ends meet with this lousy, lousy economy. I would love to get into a single room, the people that were responsible for that. Well, whatever. It is what it is. But thanks for being with me today. I'll see you next time. May God bless you richly. Go out and vote.
If you want to hear more stuff like this, you got to help Steve. How to do it over at lifespringmedia.com. So go over there now, right?